Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Washington Post today reports on 47 members of Congress who have obtained earmarks for their states or their districts that could be construed as benefiting them or their families. Three Massachusetts congressmen are on the list. They are John Olver of Amherst, John Tierney of Lynn, and Stephen Lynch of Boston. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice joins us to discuss the earmarks and to talk about how people in Massachusetts are defending them. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, let's tick through each of these congressmen and their specific earmarks and why they're potentially controversial. And let's start with John Olver. He funded an improvement of Route 116 in Amherst. Where's the potential conflict of interest there?
So Congressman Olver obtained $5 million in funding for the project. He lives 200 feet from it. I spoke to former Secretary of Transportation Jim Aloisi about the earmark and Olver. He didn't remember anything about the funding for the road, but here's what he said about Olver.
Honestly, anyone who knows John Olver knows that a charge that he would make a decision like that based on personal interest doesn't know the man. He's just not him.
Fred, now Congressman John Tierney. The Washington Post reports that Tierney obtained $3.5 million for a parking garage for the Salem commuter rail station. Where is the potential conflict of interest there?
So John Tierney owns a fourth of a small office building about half a mile from the commuter rail station. So the idea there is that this economic development is good for Salem, and so could be good for the property value of Tierney's building. Now, the mayor of Salem, Kim Driscoll, sees no conflict of interest.
No, it really is nuts, Fred. This is clearly a case of a congressman meeting a city's needs and one of our highest priorities.
And, Sasha, I should point out that Jim Aloisi was the last Secretary of Transportation to push the federal government for this project. And he told me that the money for public transportation is so scarce these days that he really doesn't care how it came about, whether it came about through some program or whether it had to be gotten by earmarks. He also points out that there was also funding for the Beverly commuter rail station, which is also in John Tierney's district. And obviously, Tierney has no potential conflict of interest there.
The third Massachusetts congressman on the Post's list is Stephen Lynch. It seems here that the potential conflict is possibly more clear, which is that he obtained $2 million in funding for the South Boston Community Health Center, which I understand one of his relatives has a connection to.
Yes, that's right. Congressman Lynch's wife works for the center, but the congressman points out that her salary came from the general funds in the center's budget. It still comes from the general funds. And this money is for a program to prevent teenagers from becoming addicted to drugs.
How do the congressmen themselves, if you've been able to talk to them, address this issue of how taxpayers might look at this?
I was able to talk to Congressman Lynch about this, and I asked him if a taxpayer might question why the health center where his wife works is the one that's getting the funding and not, say, another health center in Dorchester. And he points out that this funding came because 14 boys in South Boston had committed suicide, and so there was a particular problem with substance abuse in South Boston.
Even though it was meant to address a local problem, we received many young people into the program and who are benefiting from this earmark from all over the state. Because it is federal money, they have to accept all comers. Anyone who needs it and may have nowhere else to turn, that's who they help.
So in these three cases, you know, everybody seems to be coming to the defense of the three members of Congress for doing what's good for their communities, and nobody I talked to today in state government or involved with the teenagers in South Boston or in the city government in Salem, no one seemed to have anything critical of the way that this money was obtained, and everyone I spoke to today played down the potential for a conflict of interest.
Fred, despite the sympathetic voices you heard from today, is there any sense that the Washington Post reporting will spur any kind of a formal inquiry into these earmarks?
I doubt very much that it'll be from these three earmarks here in Massachusetts. There may have been some more egregious cases in other parts of the country. I did speak to Pam Wilmot of Common Cause in Massachusetts, and she was pointing out that this all does raise the issue of transparency, meaning that it might be a good idea for members of Congress to declare that their spouses or family members work for potential beneficiaries of earmarks or that they own property not far from where a road is going to be improved or a commuter rail station garage is going to be built.
So for now, our listeners, I think, are left to decide whether this is just the political process or politically distasteful.
Exactly.
WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Sasha.